So yeah, just explain how you got involved in this movement.
In becoming a member of the National Mice and Aviation, being that the economy was very poor, we were able to find out that we were being enslaved to the point that we couldn't get enough support to even buy a house for $30,000. Nothing.
Yeah.
So we began to find out what was happening. And the first thing that we came up with was the idea of uniting, creating a committee. And then we learned how is it that a ship runs, how many departments does it have. At the deck, the engine, the storage department, and the food department, the cooks, waiters, things like that. And we learned how many crew members were there. So that then we began then every time that we had a problem, that we were forced to work extra time and don't get the extra money, you know, we find means and ways to create the overtime hour, things like that. And we began employing all these things, and then we check it up with the agents of the union. And then after a while, it got so bad that they became dictators. And they didn't want to pay no mind to us. But then we took over. We are the working class. We took over by bringing forth everything that was wrong, that caused hardship, and we began then bringing it to the union. And then we went to the government, you know. And we charged them for abuse or whatever it was.
So when was this? In the 60s? These are for the 60s.
This happened right after World War II began.